continuing our Saturday morning discussion here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Hour four of our Saturday morning programming, 7 o'clock hour, is always the random hour. We can talk about anything we want to. We've talked with Dr. Sky about the planetary conjunction that is occurring tonight in the north-northwest. He said right about the west-northwest horizon tonight, 15 degrees above the horizon. Pretty significant planetary conjunction with Venus and Jupiter. And then also talked about what was going on in the south sky.
That was a hard one to understand, that you're looking at two planets. One is past the sun and one is closer than the sun. So you're looking in and out of the universe at the same time.
It, you know, it's the way we wake you up on Saturday mornings, all of you that are listening. We stretch your minds. We also talked about the fun trip Jennifer and I had bringing our daughter to college. Took 10 days to run her up there, drop her off, and spent a few days coming home through Taos, where she and I spent our honeymoon 38 years ago. And we actually spent part of the honeymoon, or this last trip, in what's called an Earth ship. So we have another whole show coming up in the near future on Earth shipping. Homes that are virtually buried about 60% in the ground. You don't, if anyone's going to feel claustrophobic, it's me. I didn't feel claustrophobic one bit. I loved the experience. I simply went on to TaosNewMexico.com, Airbnb, found a home owned by Rex. You can actually see the home on our Facebook at RosieOnTheHouse.com. It's a home built out of old automobile tires and rammed earth and flagstone floors, and the roof you cover in sod and let the grass and the range plants grow, and it's facing a critical angle of south. You have a critical angle of glass, and you have a complete green house inside your home. And I tell you what, I really dug it. I walked around barefoot in the house, and I mean, it was, I just really, really dug it. And I ordered the two books on it. It's something that's been going on since the 80s and 90s, Earth Shipping. Michael Ryan was the architect? I ordered the book, so I'll know more later.
All right.
But, I mean, he's really into it. He's into to the point where you take your human waste and harvest the methane gas.
And
that comes back and ignites the fuse on your water
nostrils?
on your water heater. So,
all right.
But
yeah.
Earth shipping. If you want to try it, go to Airbnb, put in Taos. And I would tell you, it's not 4-star accommodations.
I think you should put in the word funky.
Funky is a good one. It's authentic, rustic,
authentic.
Right? I mean, there's.
It was really very comfortable. I never felt like we were living in a hole.
All I can hear in my head right now is the Bellamy brothers singing the old hippie song. He's an old hippie.
I was intrigued by the thought of trying it. And I just got so comfortable so quick, it really surprised me. You just feel like, wow, this is so cool. Anyway, we're going to do another whole show on Earth shipping. Right now, I want to talk about, that's what we covered at the 7 o'clock hour as a part of our trip in taking Carol to school. We had Dr. Sky on. We had John J. Harper on at 8 o'clock talking about this time of year and the plants and the vegetation. Romy pulled up a website on Poisonous Food Garden. I don't know what... It's in England, though, right?
It is.
Okay.
It's just an interesting concept.
Yes, it is.
Makes you think about plants in a way you generally don't think about.
A garden of everything poisonous. Yeah. Okay. 9 o'clock hour, we had Dan King in here talking about harm and solar. Answered a lot of people's questions on solar. If you continue to have questions on that, don't be afraid to reach out to us at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And interesting testimony you handed me here that came in during the show, buddy.
Speaking of poisonous plants, one of those was one that derived of cocaine, and this user accused you of using.
He accused me of being on crack. Yeah, it's Randall from Tucson. And it has to do with what we talk a lot about on the show during the summer months, this concept that we call supercooling. And we get questions all the time. Can we, in the TEP service area, benefit from supercooling? And I have to humbly say, we haven't got it completely figured out like we have it figured out for APS and SRP.
The rates are different.
Yeah.
The kilowatt hour is different.
It's kind of a split system down there in TEP. It changes seasonally. But here is a TEP Rosie on Us listener, Randall. Quote, okay, I apologize for thinking Rosie was on crack. I tried the supercooling in my two-story split unit, 2,900 square foot Tucson house, and the electric bill this month, nothing else has changed other than supercooling, was down $67.
Yeah.
It was 20%. It was down 20%. Shocked? Maybe I should listen to you on some other crazy thoughts as well. Joke. Thanks again. Now a believer. So if you are in the TEP service providing area, we would... First, I want to thank those of you who have already sent me your energy bills. But if you want us to figure it out for you at TEP, we need about a year's worth of your energy bills sent to us at rosieonthehouse.com. That data will hold up in a filtered situation over the TEP service providing plans. And we'll unlock these secrets for you as well. But we need TEP customers to email us 1 year's worth of their electric bill. And we will crack the code. Because we haven't completely cracked the code. We've already got this guy saving 20%. So there you go. Folks, I want to talk a little bit. And I see the phones are lining up. And I do want to take calls. But before we do, I want to talk a little bit about being a contractor in Arizona. And I want to talk about it not from the benefit of contractors trying to get licensed and legal, but I want to talk about it from the side of the homeowner. And I want y'all to fully understand the layers of protection that you have in Arizona specifically when you hire someone who is... justifiably licensed, not justify, you can justify it. You can prove that they are licensed, bonded, and insured. So what does licensed mean? Well, the first thing you have to do as a tradesman who wants to go into the construction business and be a service provider is, of course, you have to pick a legal name, okay? And then you have to submit that legal name to the registrar and the Arizona Corporation Commission. They have to verify that it hasn't been used in the past, it's not currently in use, and the name is available. That could take a long time. Unless you have a name like Rosie. And then you just say, Rosie on the House Remodeling, and they say, no one's ever named a company that before. So that was easy. So you get your name. Then you have to submit at the Registrar of Contractors to test. And you have to take a business test so you understand the basic fundamentals of what should and shouldn't be in a contract. What are the most important elements of a contract? The basics of bank reconciliation. I don't even know if they have that as a part of the business test, but that was a part of it when I took it 40 years ago. You have to score at least a 70% on that, and then you have to take a trades test. So if you're going to be a mason, you have to do masonry estimates. You have to talk about how often do we lay the bond beam and where do we lay the horizontal reinforcements and how often do we need the vertical reinforcements and what's the proper mortar mix and what's a 8/8 CMU and what's a clay brick and all of, if you're an electrician, you have to be able to understand loads and load calculations and sizes of wire. So you have to have some experience in getting by the business test, some experience in getting by the trades test, and then you have to verify that you actually have work experience in that trade gear category by certified letters submitted. So you're going through a three-filter system just right there. But then the registrar contractor says, oh, and by the way, you got to prove you have some financial stability. We want you to get bonded. So you have to declare, estimate how much business you're going to do in that next year, declare that, and get a bond for covering that dollar amount.
Who issues the bond?
That's an independent insurance company. It's not government affiliated at all. You have to go and submit to a bonding company to get this bond.
Would you start with an insurance writer, or is there a specific industry for bond writers?
There is a specific industry. They're kind of related, like step cousins to the insurance company. So anybody in the insurance company will know somebody in the bonding arena.
Okay.
That if you just contact your independent insurance company and ask them who they recommend. Of course, in our case, we would just tell you call Clay Jansen at Focus Insurance, and he can handle any and all of it, the homeowners, the commercial, the auto, the workman's comp, the health, the bonding, the whole ball of wax, the financial planning, and everything else. So that's Clay Jansen at Focus Insurance in Phoenix, services statewide. So now we've got the business test, we've got the trades test, we've got the bonding done. Now you actually have to go out there and publicly post that you want a license. And anyone that wants to contest the fact that you've lied on your work records, you lied on your financial papers to get the bond, or you cheated on the test, or you're really a scoundrel, they're now doing background checks as well, which is something the registrar started with the last director, and they're continuing that forward. So I think that's great. So this level of protection is all designed for you, the Arizona homeowners. Licensed, bonded, and insured. And then to be triple covered, you want to make sure they're Rosie certified. When we get back at Rosie on the House, we're going to take Gary in Scottsdale, Jackie in Phoenix, Jim in Scottsdale, Chris in PV, as well as you, with one more open line at 1-888-767-4348.